So welcome along to part five. This is one of the most exciting, life-changing parts of this seven-part training series where we're looking at helping you to get your mojo back, feel better about yourself, and ultimately become a role model for those around you. Today's session, we're going to look at your network. But no, that doesn't mean you're going to go to networking events. No, it doesn't mean you're just going to email your work colleagues and ask them how you can help them. It's nothing like that at all. This is a lot more exciting, a lot more fun, and a lot more powerful than just doing those things. So I think it was Napoleon Hill or Jim Rohn who once said, you are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. And he backed it up with the example of if you spent a year surrounded by millionaires, eventually after a year, you'd have at least the mindset of a millionaire and you'd be starting taking actions like a millionaire's take. However, if you spent a year just being around homeless people, you would then start to take the actions, have the mindset of someone who was homeless, regardless of who you actually are right now. So, with that said, let's look at how you're going to build your network. Now, in part one, we looked at the ideal life that you wanted to create for yourself. Part two, we looked at the next step to take. Part three, we looked at overcoming the fear so that you could take the next step and keep taking step forwards. And part four, we looked at building the foundations for the type of person that you need to become or the person that you actually are so that you can build upon that to create this dream life. And the fastest way to get there, the fastest way to make it happen, is to get around the people who either already have what you have or are on the same mission to getting what you want, or they can get you there. The very last people that you want to be around and you want in your life are the people who can't get you to where you want to get to, who don't want you to get to where you want to get to, who aren't on the same mission of where you want to get to. Those are the people we get to now gently eliminate from our lives. Because the longer we're around people, situations and circumstances who don't align with who we want to be, who we desire to be, the longer we're around those people, the less time it's going to be for us to get to where we desire and deserve to ultimately be. And the more time we spend with the people who are on the same mission as us, who are where we want to be, who can get us to where we want to get to, the shorter time it's going to take for us to eventually get there and arrive at that destination of where we desire and ultimately deserve to be. So the exercise is simple. Start looking at the people around you, the people you surround yourself with. This could be in real life. This could be on social media. Start editing it. Start cutting the people, start unfollowing the people that don't align with your life, purpose, your mission, your goals, who you are. And start including, start following, start interacting with the people who are where you want to be and can get you to where you want to be and who are on the same mission as you. The secret is immersion. Immerse yourself in the worlds of the people who are where you want to be, who have what you want, and who can get you to where you want to get to. It's one of the fastest ways for you to reach your full potential, get your mojo back, because you're around people who are going to lift you up and push you and inspire you. You'll feel better about yourself because you're with people who are lifting you up and who are giving you compliments rather than the people that are pulling you down and trying to keep you stuck. And you'll become that role model because you're around role models. So what they're doing, their habits, their beliefs, they rub off on you and you start to act, think, talk, and be like them. So start today. Go onto your social media. Go into your contacts. See who you can edit out. Just unfollow 2, 3, 4 people and see who you can follow and interact with. And make the next step. Go back to module 2 if you've forgotten what that is. And if you have fear, go back and listen to module 3. And I'll see you on the next module.